I've just got in the car. I'm about to head over to Rugby Town, Rugby in Warwickshire. If you've been to Rugby, you would not be able to avoid the view, the horizon, the kind of overpowering dominance of the Rugby cement works. It's been there for over 100 years, but not in this shape and form. It is massive, having kind of crept bigger and bigger, wider and wider over the years. Some would argue that the planning permission wasn't always completely straightforwardly applied for, and it's crept to what it is now. There are quite a few people who aren't happy with how Rugby Cement has grown and its location. There are other cement works around the company, around the country, should I say, working very well indeed, without having to kind of exist right smack bang almost in the middle of what is meant to be a pleasant market town. I'm going to see a Lillian Palakaralopoulos. She has been campaigning on a website, rugbytown.org, for a while now, and at great expense. She has even kind of become subject to a very large legal bill of over £80,000. I think it was over £100,000 originally, but she's contested and appealed, and they've knocked a little bit off for what it's worth. A lot of what they talked about in the case kind of made it look like she was on her own in her, I guess, discontent with what was happening between the Environment Agency, Rugby Council, and the Rugby Cement Works, which is now owned by Cemex. Yes, although she is the loudest voice, I would have to disagree, because I know of many other people who are involved, even though they are either a little bit too scared to raise their head above the parapet, or they are just working quietly in the background and getting on with their normal daily lives. Lillian is fortunate enough to have a little bit more time than most, and she has become an expert in her field, which is air quality, pollution, all the kind of scientific bits and bobs, particulates, and all this kind of stuff. It's amazing to see what is effectively a grassroots activist using blogging to keep the council, the Environment Agency, and Cemex on their toes. I'm going to hopefully go over and catch her in now and try and do a little audioboo interview with her. Maybe then embed it, try and get her to embed it on rugbytown.org. She's a good speaker. This should be good. Should she be in? And maybe I can then go on and find other people and other voices to show the authorities she is not on her own. There are a lot of people. She had this massive thick petition at one point. How can they say that she is a lone campaigner when there are many, many people in and around the Rugby area who are not happy with what's going on? Okay, onwards. Onwards to Rugby.